email sarahk@capetalk.co.za.
The time is 9:43. Now, our music guest this morning is known as the Diva of Cape Town. She looks diva-esque this morning. She's put on a full face of makeup just for me. Hailing from Mitchell's Plain, she began performing locally when she was just 16, but her path to stardom was marred when she got involved with drugs, and that threatened to destroy her dreams of superstardom. But you cannot keep a good woman down, and Salome conquered her demons. And this year marks 12?
Yeah,
gotta be 12.
Yeah, 12 years. Yeah.
12 years clean
good
and sober.
Morning, listeners. Good morning.
Hello, hello. Since she turned her life around, she's a favourite of live music lovers in the Mother City, of course. And with her powerhouse vocals and stage presence, she can turn any venue into a party. It's been, I'm trying to think when the last time I actually saw you was.
I was also thinking that. I'm not sure if it's 5 or 6 years ago.
No, it was. I tell you why I know it wasn't that. It was because I was pregnant at the time. It was that we were doing some. We got asked to go and do some event for some law firm.
Yes,
how random was that? Remember?
Yes. Oh yes.
And I think Candice was there. Zoe Brown was also there.
Yeah.
And we were. And that was actually the last time I saw you.
You were highly pregnant at the time.
Yeah, I think I was. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, actually.
Good.
I'm all
cold,
right.
But it's good. I'm good.
Listen, the rain is a whole other story, but I can't stand the rain. How have
I
you been?
I love this weather, man.
Do
I've
you?
Been, you know, I've been good.
Okay.
I could be better, but I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good.
This year, so 12 years since the chaos stopped, since the madness stopped.
Yeah.
Do you look back on that time, and are you somebody who looks back on difficult times and hard times and thinks, like that Maya Angelou quote, wouldn't give nothing for my journey now?
Or I definitely do.
Do you?
I definitely look back on that time because it was very hard for me to get off it. And I know at the time a friend of mine wanted me to go to a rehab center, and I didn't want to do that.
Why? Why didn't you?
I think I was so ashamed, maybe. And I was scared that people would recognize me there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it would have been maybe a bigger thing because my mom didn't know.
Sure.
My whole family knew, but my mom didn't know. And it took me a while to actually tell her and to come out to tell her. You know, I'm from Mitchell's Plain, and my mother is one of those people, you know, oh, die tik op het alweer my tray, my kraan gesteel and my die gesteel. So I was so scared of what she was going to think of me.
Yeah.
I really didn't care about other people, but I also was scared for wow, people are going to, you know, see me, man, you know. And
were you
I
scared
felt
of
like
failure?
A,
were you scared of what if it doesn't work?
And I felt like a hypocrite because I was Salome with the makeup on and looking fabulous, but I was doing the drugs.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
so there was, for me, there was no difference than somebody that's on the street doing drugs, you know. So I was just ashamed of myself at the time. And I do look back on that time because I lived everywhere, probably in Cape Town. I was lost. My wife was saying the other day, you know, when we actually, I wasn't going to mention this, but anyway, I will do it. When we paid our house finish, and she said, we're going to name the house Rome No More because I was roaming so much. I wasn't going to mention that, but I mean, that it's something big, you know.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be the name of the house.
That must have felt nice.
Oh, yes. It felt so good. I think I'm in a good space when it comes to having someone like yourself in my life, you know, really.
How long have you been married now?
10 years this
is it
year.
10 years?
Yes. 10 years. On the 27th of September, I'll be married for 10 years.
Is it as blissful? I'm not even looking at you to answer this question. Is it as blissful now as it was 10 years ago?
You know, I think everybody's got their own problems sometimes, but the love is definitely there.
Relationships are hard, right? And I sometimes think, you know, I wonder if we weren't sold a bit of a. I was somebody who, when I used to watch like romantic movies, I thought that was what love was. So then, when I would meet these horror shows, or not even horror shows, but when I would meet people who weren't who were perhaps as damaged as I was, and then it didn't work out.
Yeah,
I kind of felt like I'd been sold down the river, and then you kind of get a bit older and a bit wiser, and you go, we all bring our own stuff to relationships, and they are work. They shouldn't just be work, but you've got to work. You can't bring, particularly for you and I, as recovering addict people, you can't come in and think, well, that's this person's going to fix me.
Yeah, and I think also for me, being in the industry that I'm in, it's quite hard to find someone in your life who understands that industry. You know, my ex who was so terrible in the sense of when I used to go and sing, it's like, why are you watching that one? Why are you looking at that one?
Sure.
I'm standing on a stage, I am looking at everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that thing. So it was, for me, I think it was important to find someone in my life that understands me as a singer, as an entertainer, because I'm somebody, I talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I go in, you know, I will find someone, when she knows, if I stand with somebody and talking, she knows I'm having a fabulous conversation. She's not even going to come and say, honey, are you okay, whatever. So, I really like that we have that trust, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the most important thing when it comes to relationships.
That's
That's so true. Because if you don't have that, it's like, why are you with this person anyway?
There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing. There's always that kind of idea about creatives and performers, as particularly those who have troubled pasts, like the tortured artist thing, the tortured artist, and being tortured and having dark times makes me a good artist. Do you believe that, or do you think it's a load of nonsense? Do you think it allows you to dig deeper?
I think that I'm one of those artists who are very true to myself. When I perform, I do it from my heart.
Do you?
I definitely do. Especially when you have, sometimes you have sad songs that you need to do, so you kind of you maybe not in that space you yourself, but you cannot forget about the audience that you have, and that somebody is sitting there that wants to hear that song, in particular song. So I'm a very you know me, man.
Do you when you we did a playlist the other day. We do a Sunday playlist, and we do all sorts of different topics. And one of them was songs that make you cry. And I'm always I'm disturbed by people who aren't moved by music. Stop. Are you not, though? They're the same kind of people who don't like dogs, unless you've got a fear. That's a whole separate thing. But if music doesn't move you, I'm always a little bit wary of people.
You know, that
if you can listen to a certain chord change and it doesn't make you go,
Is something wrong with you? That would probably be the weirdest people that we would come across who is not like that. Because I would find myself crying over a song that something has happened with me, maybe like, you know, years ago. Like, I've got this one song that always is in my head because I remember being so tipsy this one night and I was crying. And the name of the song is Yesterday When I Was Young by Shirley Bassey. So when I listen to it, I always look back to how I sat on the floor of the car and crying. I don't know for what. But now, I still don't know for why. What reason? But now when I listen to those songs, I actually get it now. My father used to love Shirley Bassey. And now that I listen to, when I listen to Shirley Bassey, I realize, I kind of go back into how my father, what was my father thinking?
Sure.
Because, you know, I come out of a house, my father was very abusive.
Yeah.
So it was like, what was going through his mind? He listened to this beautiful music, but he was this kind of man, you know. And I mean, my father's passed on, so those are things that I've forgiven him many years ago.
I
dream about my father, beautiful dreams. Yes. I think I'm one, we're five kids, five sisters.
Your TikToks are the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, my sisters.
Like
crazy.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
insane.
I appreciate that kind of music. In fact, I'll be doing a show on the 17th of July in Long Street, 44 on Long. The
it's
Wave, I think it's called The Wave.
Yeah.
Alistair Isabel and Clarence Ford are running it. So it's kind of, that is what the show is going to be about. So I'm hoping that there will be grandmothers, grandfathers, like, you know, older kind of people, because I enjoy those kind of music.
Yeah.
And I never get the chance to do it because people always see me as, you know, the mal singer and gaan mal aan. And this just
who calls you that?
No, I mean, they never see that side of me, man. You know, where I'm like laid back and, you know, and sing my thing, you know, yesterday when I was young, and sit back and just, because it's a theatre play, so I'm going to take advantage of the fact that it's theatre, and you can just sit down and enjoy. So bring somebody old with.
I don't know any old people.
You know me.
What is that, 17th of July, 44?
It's 44 on Long, yeah. The Wave, I think it's called The Wave. It's a new name now for this theatre that's in town, yeah.
What is your secret to longevity? You have, we were talking to Craig Parks from the Jazzathon earlier and talking about the talent that is in Cape Town, but you are one of those people, there's nobody, you can't just go to Sonomi and people go, who? People know who you are. You always pull a, you've got really dedicated fans. They love you. And it's the longevity that you've enjoyed isn't something that everyone in your industry enjoys. So what is it? What is it about you, do you think? Is it the authenticity? Is it the fact that you're Marlin Cobb? What is it?
You know the way you said the
Marlin Cobb. Is it though? Is it? What is it? Why do people relate to you? Because you, to be a successful artist, there's got to be something to relate to.
I think I am the realest artist that you can come across.
I would agree with that.
When I meet people, I'm genuine with them, you know, and I'm one of those people who love very hard, and I can go through something that will hurt me so bad, but if I take that stage, nobody's gonna know what I really feel about some things, you know. There's one thing that not a lot of people know, not even yourself. I have extremely low self-esteem about myself.
No, but I do know that because I know that about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I...
Yeah, yeah, I remember you putting something like...
You can't take drugs for years and not think badly of yourself. People who love themselves don't try and escape themselves with drugs
so
and stuff.
Sense,
but they don't,
saying,
we don't...
Yeah.
What are we running from if we love it? No, so yeah.
So, yeah, I have a very low self-esteem. I know a lot of people don't know it. And people, if I tell them, they're like, huh, what? You give off this positive energy when you're on stage. But that it's just something that I've been really struggling with. I am seeing a therapist. So,
good.
I've actually decided on myself, I need to see someone.
Got to heal.
Because, it, you know, low self-esteem goes with many other things. It can get worse. You it's mental health. It's you go to suicide. You think about all these things. So I think, that is the thing about me. I've been kind of real to people. Not kind of real. I'm from Mitchell's Plain, man. And people are, young people are like, yeah, I'm also from Mitchell's Plain. I also want to be like that.
Mm.
So I'm so happy that I could get myself out of that drug situation. And, you know, I don't feel that I'm really at the point in my career where I want to be. I want to always succeed in life, man. I also want to win an award, go to Joburg, and people. Not a lot of people really know me in Johannesburg, so. I'm here to make Cape Town proud anyway, so it's cool.
We're going to hear your latest track. I should just preface this by saying this has never been played. This hasn't been played on air.
This is the second time.
There's something about me that Salome's like, let's give her the exclusives, and we love you for that. What's the track called?
I Want to Know Your Name.
Salome's in studio with us. Let's take a listen.